It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, February 14th, 2011. I'm John Moe. We're used to .com, .net, .org for you public radio fans, but get ready for .eco, .music, .just about anything you can think of. The organization in charge of assigning these suffixes is preparing for a land rush. Pay a hefty application fee, and if you're approved, you're the new operator of .whatever. These are going to start showing up in the next several months. What will that mean for the internet? For big thinky topics, we often turn to Jonathan Zittrain from Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. He says there's a split about how to approach the idea of new words after that dot.
I think there are people who think there's no particular reason to have a bunch of new top-level domains. They're not even supposed to have so-called semantic value. And there are others who say, I shouldn't have to come up with a justification for wanting to run a top-level domain. Like anything else on the internet, if I want a site that's just all about hamsters or keyboard cats or something, I shouldn't have to justify it as non-trivial, and therefore why shouldn't there be a ton of new top-level domains of varying level of reliability? Here's the case for why it matters. Ultimately, the internet is about bits. The bits carry not just commerce, but speech. They carry the ability to organize, as we've seen, you know, quite amazingly in 2010 and 2011. And these domain names are ways in which people hang out the shingle. The mnemonic key that gets you to a destination on the internet that could be run by anyone. WikiLeaks.org, I know how to get there. And even if Google gets pressured to somehow take it out of its search engine, I still know how to get there because I've got the direct mnemonic key. That's kind of the argument. And once an entity has a domain name and really builds up a stock in that domain name, there's lots of links scattered around the web pointing to that name, it's in search engines and everything else, losing that name is a very big risk.
But will those additional suffixes, you know, really make an impact on how people experience the internet?
I'll be honest, I share your skepticism. Now, there have been plenty of things about which I've been skeptical before and many others that have turned out to really matter. I mean, the first time I saw Twitter, I was like, wait, so what does it do? First time I saw Wikipedia,
characters.
I had the same idea. Exactly. I mean, all this stuff seems kind of crazy. The baseline idea behind a generative internet, one where anybody can build anything at any time and expose others to it, however crazy or stupid it seems, and then somehow out of that quantum foam comes a couple great ideas that really did seem pretty crazy at the time. That's the magic of the internet. But I confess, you know, at this time in 2011, I'm not sure the world needs a big pile of new top-level domains. And that has made me kind of second-guess my own original instinct that there are huge free speech issues wrapped up in this. If there's some authoritarian regime that manages to veto .justice, sure, it seems strange, but I'm not sure there would be any less justice in the world just thanks to the absence of a domain name ending in that word.
So 5 years from now, we might get together and say, remember when we doubted the power of dot hamsters? And now look at it. Look at the empire that is dot hamsters.
Exactly right. That could totally happen, and I'd be the first one to say I never saw it coming. I'd be tweeting about dot hamster right after I edited its Wikipedia page.
Jonathan Zittrain from Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
Just 7 days ago, a guy tweets a message to Detroit Mayor Dave Bing. He says, Philadelphia has a statue of Rocky, and RoboCop would kick Rocky's butt. He's a great ambassador for Detroit. Bing replies, saying, there are not any plans to erect a statue to RoboCop. That's funny. And the inherent comedy of that exchange got things rolling. Fast. Within days, a nonprofit in Detroit started raising $50,000 to build a RoboCop statue. They took their cause to the crowdsource funding site Kickstarter, which was brilliant because no one person will think a RoboCop statue is funny enough to pay $50,000 to make it happen, but it makes total sense that at least 50,000 people will think it's funny enough to pitch in a buck apiece. And so it seems there will be a RoboCop statue in Detroit, Mr. Mayor. Because that's a funny thing to make happen. Plus, RoboCop is super awesome.
Excuse me. I have to go. Somewhere there is a crime happening.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.